All right, so if you're on TikTok or any social media, you've probably heard of Cal AI, who scaled to over $400,000 MRR with an insane influencer strategy. So I'm going to be breaking down that strategy for you guys today and how to scale your mobile app. Before we get started, my name is Shrikar Kara, and I'm one of the hosts here. I built over 10 million followers with my brother. We've driven over 1 million users to some amazing apps, and we've had the privilege to partner with some awesome companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, Cloaked, and more. This is Scaling Your Mobile App Through Content, and today we're breaking down Cal AI. For those of you who don't know, and if you don't, you're probably living under a rock, Cal AI is a calorie tracking and macro counting app. It was actually started by a pretty young guy. I believe he was like 18 years old or something like that. You can search it up. It's pretty interesting how they started and what they do. But anyways, they hit hundreds of thousands of downloads with this strategy of influencers plus paid ads plus referrals. And their secret was basically just a super efficient system that got them $5 CPM deals. And I'm going to be breaking down exactly how they did it. So the first thing they did was they figured out their exact cost per acquisition per 1,000 views, so their CPM, before they even spent anything. This let them basically reverse engineer how much they would be able to pay so that they could target creators who could deliver $5 CPM views. That's what their target goal was. Then, instead of just contacting random influencers, what Cal AI did was built a network of fitness, health, and self-improvement creators. This is because their app was in this niche. And if you are in any niche like gaming or self-care or self-help or whatever it is, try to find creators in that niche because they have a stronger audience of people who will be pulled towards your app because they all already use or do the thing that you are building. So that's what Cal AI did. They tapped especially into like fitness and these gym influencers. This kept their audience super high intent, and then their conversion rates were also really high because the audiences were very engaged. Finally, number three was they basically just scaled on all platforms. So they ran TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everything at the same time. They repurposed top performing videos across platforms. And like some of their videos hit millions of views and they just use that to repurpose. So if you've seen Cal AI, you probably have seen that a lot of the influencers who have promoted it are in this niche of like fitness, gym, health, self-improvement. And they had this idea of like how much they had to get or basically crack in order to make sure that they were profitable. And so they make sure that all their videos do try to hit that. And then they double down on paying creators who are hitting that again and again. And the ones who don't or probably are not profitable just don't make any more videos. So it's super easy how they did it. But the hard part was actually reaching out to all these creators. But because of their network, they were able to do so. So if you have an app in a specific niche as well, try to figure out how you can build a network of creators within that niche. And that would be really, really helpful. So if I were to break it down for you guys for Cal AI, a couple things. Number one is to know your target CPM before you run any ads as well, just because it'll be really, really helpful. And you'll have something to benchmark against to be able to negotiate deals. This can also be like cost per install or your cost per click or whatever metric matters most to you. Number two is niche influencers convert a lot better. So try not to go for like massive 10 million follower, 100 million follower influencers. Instead, try to target experts in your niche. So if you're in productivity, find like a productivity influencer who has 50,000 followers with really high engagement. I would personally rather go for that than like another influencer who is general who has 1 million followers. And then finally, number three is definitely repurpose content as much as possible. I talk about this so much, but it's so important, so easy to do, yet a lot of apps still don't do it. But just cross-post everywhere on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere you can. I bet you that it's going to help over time. So all I can say is that Cal AI's secret wasn't just running ads. It was actually reverse engineering their influencer marketing in order to hit that MRR goal that they had. So if you're an app founder, definitely figure out the model that works for you by thinking about what you want to hit in terms of metrics. How are you going to reach out to these influencers? Who are they going to be? And then just post that content everywhere and double down on what's working. So hopefully this was helpful. If you enjoyed this, be sure to rate and review this podcast. That would mean a lot for us. But that's all I got for you guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.